News from Oroville, August 24th, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe, Miriam, Oliver, and Yahalom. The weather. Well, all is sparkling clean and green after last night's rainstorm. The forecast promises more of the same for the next few days with temperatures 26 to 31 degrees, southwesterly winds 21 to 25 kilometers per hour. Oroville can boast of having numerous artists residing here, many of whom share through teaching, offering workshops, singularly or ongoing. Artist Helgard has created a weekly session she calls Enjoy the Colors. When the group meets, they begin with a meditation, then a few physical exercises, such as awareness through the body techniques. The next step is to choose paints in the colors to which one is attracted, and then put the paint onto paper according to one's intuition. Sponges, brushes, or wooden sticks are utilized to assist in the creation of a piece of artwork. The work is done either individually or collectively to create a piece of artwork. It's said that a meditative peace and concentration shines forth each time from the soul directly during the process. Helgard points out that the point isn't about making good, as who is to judge. However, often the end result of the paintings done using this creative process is dynamic, relaxing, harmonious, and balanced. It's more about the joy of discovering color, overcoming one's own concept of right and wrong ways of working the colors in with fingers and hands and sharing with the others. The sessions take place on Fridays, 10 a.m. to noon, in the community of Kalabumi. Interested persons may contact Helgard directly by phone 262-2427 or 948-653-4367. Oroville is in the process of building permanent roads. The road service is committed to continue the research on the road to manifest beauty, comfort, and security. A quote from Buckminster Fuller: "When I'm working on a problem, I never think about beauty. I only think about how to solve the problem. But when I've finished, if the solution is not beautiful, I know it's wrong." Well, ongoing work on the Crown Road already has stretches usable, and interviewing 40 motorbike drivers last Monday revealed feedback about the road, particularly about speed breakers. 60% felt to keep them in place. There are several types of speed breakers, and the Oroville Road Service team are experimenting which are the best and the most effective to use. Therefore, they continue to modify and change their numbers and the distance one from another until an optimal solution is found to attain safety. Sri Aurobindo has said, "If mankind could but see, though in a glimpse of fleeting experience, what infinite enjoyments, what perfect forces, what luminous reaches of spontaneous knowledge, and what wide calms of our being lie waiting for us in the tracts which our animal evolution has not yet conquered, why, they would leave all and never rest till they had gained these treasures. But the way is narrow, the doors are hard to force, and fear, distrust, doubt, and skepticism are there as sentinels of nature to forbid the turning away of our feet from her ordinary pastures." The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.